Who is Wales? That's the question at the heart of this book. I'm Alan Gibbard, an award-winning author with a special interest in social history. My approach to this book is pretty much a historical one, looking at can any one of the political parties claim to have won the devolution that we have secured for Wales so far? Or, alternatively, has it been a long, long process over many decades involving all parties? My co-author, Gwynoro Jones, has a different approach because of his different experience as a Labour MP. So, Gwynoro, how do you begin to answer the question, who's Wales?
It's not an easy question to answer. It stretches over 140, 150 years, and we've described all that in the book and the process. Of course, I was involved in politics from the 60s roughly till the 90s in various guises. And what I experienced about devolution, about the nationhood of Wales, was precisely what the historical picture and the historical story tells.
History and personal experience are reflected in the structure of the book. Two sections take a historical overview of the 140 years the book covers, but also two sections deal with personal experience from the inside, especially through Gwynoro's own experience. Now, as we've said, the book goes back to the days of Queen Victoria, but it's turned out to be a very timely book indeed, hasn't it, Gwynoro?
Well, yes, as the years have gone on, and certainly in the last few months, the impact of the future of Wales dominates a lot of Welsh politics. Between the parties are divided, but also there's divisions within the parties. And that reminds me of how it was, my experiences from the 60s to the 90s. Parties divided, Wales divided, the people confused, and a lot of discussions going on. And here we are now. As the book is about to be published, the debate has heated up considerably, and what we started 2 years ago is now more relevant these days than ever.
So, who's Wales? The battle for nationhood and devolution in Wales 1880-2020 is out soon, written by myself, Alan Gibbard, and Gwynoro Jones. It also has prefaces by historian Sir Diane Hopkin and political editor Martin Shipton, as well as an encomium by former Wales First Minister Carwyn Jones. So very soon you'll be able to buy the book and read it and answer for yourself, whose Wales is it?